Okay, hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Innovations in Education, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. Can I just ask everyone to stop for a moment and take a breath? I can't remember a whirlwind of speculation, excitement, and in many cases, fear about a new piece of technology affecting the way we teach and learn. If you haven't heard, read, or used ChatGPT yet, may I suggest getting out from under that rock? There is so much to unpack here. May I also suggest we take a step back and look at some of the content posted to eSchool recently that can put all of this hoopla into perspective. Let's dig in. First off, Maria Wally, she's the co-founder and head of content at Prof Jim, writes that AI won't fix everything, but it's a step in the right direction. Maria lists a bunch of arguments for the advancement of these technologies for education. Here are a few. Number one, AI tremendously cuts down on lesson prep. Preparing lessons is one of the more time-consuming parts of a teacher's job. According to a McKinsey study, teachers spend over 20% of their time just preparing for class. That's over 10 hours a week. An AI tech company can help by giving teachers the power of AI to scan text and turn it into well-designed slides. By simply sharing a link to a textbook or by uploading a PDF, the AI then auto-creates well-designed slides that teachers tweak to use for sleek lesson presentations. Another one, AI reduces challenges with time off. The substitute teacher shortage is dire and hinders a school's ability to function, she writes. Far too often, teachers come to school sick due to a lack of substitutes. Schools must support teachers as humans. AI can help them reduce lesson prep and act as an instruction supplement. She goes on to say that schools can leverage the teacher's AI-generated lesson on the same subject, while teachers can also track and monitor a student's progress. This gives teachers and the administration more flexibility when missing school days, whether that be the teacher or a student missing class. And here's one more. AI helps with automatic grading and assessment creation. She writes, teachers spend between 5 to 7 hours a week grading. This is widely known as the worst part of teaching. AI can eliminate much of this. With AI tools, grading becomes automatic. And with instant answers, students can better understand the concepts. AI can also reduce the teacher's time creating questions, as it automatically generates possible learning assessments. Be sure to read the whole piece. It's up online in the top story feed this week at eschoolnews.com with the title, Teachers Are Burning Out. Can AI Help? Next, another example of an incredibly fast-growing number of applications that prove that AI can be a good thing. This past fall, NWEA, a not-for-profit research and educational services organization that serves K-12 students, announced progress that it had made toward creating an accessible and equitable math assessment for middle school students with visual impairments. Last October, the organization was awarded an AI for Accessibility grant from Microsoft. The project, led by research manager Dr. Elizabeth Barker, in collaboration with Perkins Access Digital Accessibility Consulting and the Governor Moorhead School, plus two local experts, Sonia Steinbach, a math educator, and Neil Suffer, an accessibility mathematics developer, aim to create accessible assessment formats. NWA chose to tackle this important challenge, wanting to ensure that students with visual impairments benefit from these accessible math techniques and so they can have equal opportunities in their studies. Since last year, they've integrated something they call process-driven math, another great education acronym out of it, PDM, which is a learning support tool that uses chunking to simplify the landscape of complex algebraic expressions, and it reduces the cognitive load on working memory into the prototype. So not to get too deep into the weeds here, but when using a screen reader, a student would generally listen to a whole question, read from the left to the right. Now with these prototypes, and applying the philosophy behind PDM, students have the independence